Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Leo Haviland back on the show. Leo has become a great member of our Brain Trust in the last few years. He's got decades of experience on Wall Street and seeing how things really work up there. And now he's come out. He's sort of broken free from that and escaped from that world a little bit, I guess you could say. And now he's become kind of a reporter and pulling back the curtain on some things that are going on. And we're the happy beneficiaries of his reporting. And one of the ways he's done that is through an outstanding book that he wrote called Words on Wall Street, Language and the American Dream on Wall Street. He's our good friend, Leo Haviland. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim, for having me on your excellent show. It's an honor to be speaking with you.
It's always a pleasure to have you here, Leo. One of the things that I've been doing since the very beginning, since 97, has been what I call, I've done a lot of Fed watching on this show. I've had members of the FOMC, have been regular members of my Brain Trust, including during a time when they were voting on the FOMC meetings. And a number of other economists over the years helping us to pay attention to what the Fed has done. So it's been interesting to me to see how the Fed has evolved and changed more over the last 20 years than the previous 90. What do you think?
You're right, Jim. In particular, under the regime of the past several years, they've expanded their mandate dramatically with innovations, including dramatic yield repression and massive money printing.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's the big part of it. But, I mean, I go back, in my reporting, Leo, I go back to, of course, I've been fascinated about the Fed for decades, but I go back in my reporting to when we had the financial crisis, when Thailand and Russia's currency collapsed back in 97, 98. I go back to when Y2K, the Fed pumped $50 billion into liquidity into the economy just to prevent a problem with Y2K. Then we had the issue with 9/11, and then we had 2008. I mean, there's so many things. Long-term capital management, what was that back in the 98, 99? So there's so many different things that the Fed has responded to, but nothing more dramatic and evolutionary, I think, than the 2008 issue.
Right. They've become, in many respects, a fourth branch of government.
Unelected, by the way.
Unelected, yes. And whose interpretation of their mandate really doesn't receive, sufficient oversight.
Remind folks what that mandate is.
It includes an effort to ensure maximum employment, stable prices, and moderate long-term interest rates.
The short version of that is keep unemployment down and keep inflation down.
True.
All right.
True.
So,
now they, however, want to keep inflation up.
They're trying to boost it, and they've run out of bullets, though, haven't they?
Yes, some forward guidance is briefly just a bunch of talk for the most part.
Right.
However, there's some murmurings in the background, which I know you and others are familiar with, talking about further innovations such as helicopter money, which is simply more massive money printing.
But that's scary talk to me. That to me, when I hear the Fed getting more creative, that frightens me, Leo.
It should.
I mean, the Fed's job shouldn't be for them to seek new weaponry, new ordnance. To me, them becoming not unlike an advocacy an advocate a Supreme Court justice or something like that. Have a Supreme Court that thinks that they're part of the legislature.
True, they have shown a willingness to do whatever they can to, in recent years, boost nominal prices. Because mm-hmm. nominal prices, say, even if they're stocks or homes, that tends to make many people feel good. But
right.
nominal increases, and of course some of these boosts have been in real
right.
terms.
Quickly, Leo, I got to go to a quick break. Are you at this moment concerned about the power that the Fed is amassing right now?
Yes.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We're going to talk about how all this is affecting you and me out here on Main Street. It's already happened, and it's continuing to happen. 10, 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.